Welcome to Take Care, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Why is it so important to stay hydrated in hot weather?
Well, when it is hot outside and you're outside, you are losing more water through sweat. And that's really one of your body's primary cooling processes. So you do have to replace those extra losses if you are outside sweating heavily during hot weather.
Are you just losing liquids or are you losing nutrients? Like, what does your skin excrete to help you stay cool?
Right. So sweat is primarily water, but it also does have some electrolytes in it, the main one being sodium. So you are losing that along with water.
How would a person know that they're getting dehydrated? We certainly know when we're getting thirsty, but that's very different than really being dehydrated.
So the earliest symptoms of mild dehydration are thirst, dry mouth, dry tongue. And hopefully when you experience those symptoms, you do seek out water and rehydrate yourself. It's part of your body's regulatory system. But if you don't and you become more moderately to severe dehydrated, you may experience headaches, dizziness, weakness, cramping. So those are more serious signs that you really do need to take action.
Can you get dehydrated in hot weather even if you're not physically exerting yourself and sweating heavily?
Well, the risk would certainly be much, much lower. So I think we do sometimes overstate the risks of dehydration. If it's 90 degrees out, but you're just walking back and forth to your car and then entering your air-conditioned office, you're really not, going to have much higher needs in terms of fluid. But if you're going outside in hot weather and walking around all day and exercising for prolonged periods in the heat, then you really do need to pay a little more attention to your thirst and your hydration and make sure you're, adjusting appropriately.
All right. So if I'm experiencing dizziness and I've come back from a run, what's the first thing I should do?
I would say you want to definitely grab a bottle of water, hydrate yourself, maybe have a snack with, a little salt in it. It doesn't have to be anything special, just maybe a handful of pretzels or a piece of toast with some peanut butter. We really don't need, just having a small snack and some water should help you recover. If you're finding those symptoms are lasting longer, then, you may need to seek medical care. But in most cases, just hydrating yourself, having a small bite to eat and making sure that those symptoms are recovering.
So I want to just ask you if studies have been done to show us the most effective way to stay hydrated on a very hot day, whether we're running, walking, or just doing yard work. What's the advice? Should you drink like a lot of water before you go out, or would that be wastage? Are you better off just sipping throughout the time that you're out, or waiting till you're done and then just maybe drink a whole bottle of water?
It's really going to depend on the activity and what you're doing. If you are doing yard work or, walking around outside, making sure you're starting the day well hydrated and then drinking throughout the day and then maybe having a glass of water when you come back inside should be fine. If you're exercising, again, you may want to, if you're exercising for longer than an hour and it 30 minutes to an hour and it's hot outside, I would take sips of water. Make sure you're hydrated before you go out for your run and maybe take some water with you. It really depends on your comfort level. Now, if you're getting into, several hours of exercise a day, then you do need to pay more attention to hydration. And, for elite athletes, that's something you really need to put some consideration into.
Are there some beverages that are better than others at helping you stay hydrated? I mean, I know people recommend drinking a lot of water, but like you mentioned earlier, if you're losing some salt also when you're sweating, how important is it to try to find one of those sports drinks that help you balance electrolytes?
I think there's a lot of misconceptions about sports drinks, and really for the vast majority of people, water is just fine. It's the perfect hydrator. You're going to replace all those electrolyte losses through the food you eat over the course of the day. So if you are, exercising for an hour a day, even outdoors, and you're not a super, super heavy sweater, you're going to be just fine with water and whatever you're eating before or after your exercise. Now, if you're exercising for, a couple hours outdoors, then, you may need a little extra sodium, but it doesn't have to come from a sports drink. It can come from some of the foods we talked about earlier, some crackers, some pretzels, just having a nice meal after you finish up and your exercise. You don't have to rely on sports drinks. There's really a very small population that would benefit from them. And as I mentioned, they're not the only option. You can certainly do it with water and appropriate food choices.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rath.
And we're talking to Johanna Sakimura, who writes the Nutrition Sleuth column at Everyday Health. Our topic is staying hydrated in the summer heat. Johanna, is there a rule of thumb about how much water to consume? I'm thinking about, let's say you're going out for a day hiking, or you're doing something where there will not be a ready available source of water or any sort of beverages, and you know you're going to be out for a while. Rule of thumb as to how much water to carry with you?
I mean, you're going to want to have several, especially with hiking, you just don't know what's going to come up. You're going to want to have several liters of water for your day's events. And, you know, it's really, hydration needs vary individually. They based on your activity level, the weather, the climate, and also your body size. So on average, you know, you may need, if you're just sort of sedentary, you may need about 8 to 10 cups a day. If you're outside in the heat, you're definitely going to want to bring much more than that to cover your bases. Several liters if you're going out on a hike. You want to make sure you're well prepared.
So you mentioned that we can eat salty foods just to replace some of the sodium we may have lost. What about fluid-rich foods? What are the best foods to incorporate into our diet if we spend a lot of time outdoors in the heat? I'm thinking of watermelon, but I'm not even sure if that's on the list for you.
Right. Well, watermelon is appropriately named. It's very high in water. It's over 90% H2O by weight. And actually, surprisingly, foods do supply about 20% of our daily fluid needs. So things like melons, strawberries, leafy greens, lettuces, even yogurt, meats, these all foods all supply water as part of their, you know, food matrix. So you can get a lot of hydration from eating foods. And that's why it's important to really eat a whole foods diet. Those foods have more water, you know, fruits and vegetables have more water than dry snack foods, certainly. So eating just a generally healthy diet can help you meet your fluid needs.
When you're taking into account those fluid needs, beverages with caffeine or alcohol, is that adding to your water increase or is that taking away?
Now, all of those beverages, because they're fluids, they do add to your fluid intake. Now, with coffee, it's sort of another caffeinated drink. There was sort of a myth that these were, you know, diuretics. They dehydrate you. But we now know that your body very quickly adapts to the caffeine intake. So they really are very similar to water when it comes to hydration. And they are just a net positive fluid gain for you. So you can count your 2 cups of coffee as 2 cups of fluid for sure. Now, I wouldn't recommend getting, you know, all of the sort of 9 to 11 cups of fluid you need a day, most people on average, from coffee, because that's going to obviously be way too much caffeine. So if you are, you know, starting the day with a few cups of coffee and then not having anything to drink until dinner, I would definitely reassess. When it comes to alcohol, when it's in a concentrated form, can act as a diuretic and you know, cause you to excrete more urine. But you know, you really shouldn't consider it as a source of hydration. We should, if you're drinking at all, it should be in moderation, 1 glass a day. So it's not going to be 1 glass a day for women, one to two servings for men, and it's really not going to be a major source of hydration. So I wouldn't even consider it that way.
Johanna Sakimura has her master's degree in nutrition from Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition, and she also writes the Nutrition Sleuth column at Everyday Health, talking to us today about staying hydrated in the summer heat. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.